Welcome to Write Anything's first audio boo. Hi, I'm Annie. I'm the one that usually hangs out here on a Wednesday, but Dale has very foolishly left his desk open today, so I've snuck in to steal some of his stationery and write notes all over his sticky pad. Anyway, for those cool kids who've already got an account and have started broadcasting their thoughts, you can be smug with the knowledge that for once, you know, for most of us, you've caught onto a trend which looks like it's going to be huge. Those of you who are listening to this style of voice broadcast for the first time, welcome. And we hope that you decide this might have a place in your toolbox as a writer. So firstly, just covering the basics, what is audio boo? Well, the easiest way to describe it is that it's a simplified type of podcasting. If you've got an iPhone, and that's what I'm doing mine on right now, you can download the free app and you can press the green go button to record. Then you just publish it. Basically, it depends on what you have on your settings. It will either publish automatically to your Facebook or Twitter, or you can then use it to link with your website and stuff. Alternatively, you can go and record it straight onto your PC if you've got a microphone or something else that's called a type of phone that's called Android. But check out the website for all those stuff. Now, there's a couple of advantages and disadvantages for audio boo. There's no need for podcast equipment or editing. It's quick, it's easy, it's not time consuming. And, you know, if you've got an iPhone or something similar, it can be recorded anywhere that you are with your iPhone. Now, this in itself is a disadvantage for the perfectionists amongst us, and you may end up re-recording sessions over and over, not pointing any fingers at anyone in particular. Me. Look, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles that podcasting has, so you need to keep that in mind. It is a different medium. So this is a writer's site. So specifically, why would you want to use audio boo for writers? I see it as part of a writing process and the journey. Writers are intrinsically lovers of words. Most of us commit our words to the page, but we never hear them spoken out loud. You know, there's a magical act of speaking those words, and they just take a life and energy of its own. Now, you can use audio boo to share your thoughts or journey as a writer, sort of like an audio journal, as it may, or you can use it to record some of your shorter stories. Again, you can use this to, you know, let others know about your stories, and it's a quick and easy way for people, an accessible way for people to get onto your stories. I tell you what, there is a bit of a wake-up call to hear your own words back at you. The other thing is that you can use it as part of a whole social writer's scene. Now, Jodie's going to take this up and she's going to talk about the social side of audio booing and the exciting possibilities it has to bring writers together as a community, regardless of where they live in the world. I'm just going to hand it over to Jodie and I'll catch you later. Ciao.